1071 CJCSFM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's almost that time for the four-day festival with Stratford Film Festival. Megan Smith-Harris joins us. Megan, it's good to see you.
So great to be back, Jamie. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for having us at the VIP night. That was a ton of fun.
Wasn't it? Did you love the transformation of City Hall?
Yeah. Oh, it was great. It was great to see everybody out and just a great get-together and great to get that sneak peek on all the films coming up.
Well, we wanted to really show everyone that we know how to throw a great party and that we have fantastic films and people should take advantage of it. It's once a year and it's coming up November 6th through 9th and we want everyone to take advantage of that.
Absolutely. So there has been screenings, you know, a few each month, but this is the big four-day festival that's coming up.
Right. We've done 30 screenings since last November.
Yeah.
And we have a programming team that has been watching. We had over 500 submissions. So we've been watching films all year long, trying to pick the best ones for you. We had submissions from over 40 countries, and we narrowed it down and curated it. So, you know, if you're instead of sitting around at home trying to figure out what to watch on Prime or Netflix or Crave, come to the Stratford Film Festival. We will have something for everyone.
Yeah, and there is something about seeing a movie in the audience, a screening like that, rather than at home. If it's a comedy, it doesn't really matter what the film is. There is that connection that everyone...
That collective experience, yeah. And that's the whole reason why we started this. And, you know, it's on a really big screen. You may have a big screen at home, but we have a really big screen. We have a brand new, fantastic 4K projector. We've got the best surround sound that we can muster at City Hall. And we just dress the place up and we have free popcorn, which is always an allure.
Nice.
So we have some other surprises along the way. We'll be doing a free breakfast cereal bar on Saturday morning.
Right.
To accompany one of our films, Behind the Castle Doors, the hilarious House of Frightenstein.
Oh my gosh. Looking forward to that one for
sure. Yeah. Well, a lot of people remember it, you know, Saturday morning cartoons or after school. And this is a fantastic documentary. And I remember watching the show when I was younger, but I had forgotten a lot. And I was like, oh, what is this? And then I was like, oh my God, this is so much fun.
Yeah.
And it really is fun. We're going to have the filmmakers there, Tammy Heisel and Morgan Baker. And we're also going to have one of the co-producers of the original show, Mitch Markowitz.
Oh, fantastic.
We'll be there along with all the bad for you cereal you could ever want. We got Fruit Loops, we got Frosted Flakes, we're looking for Count Chocula, we're like going all out, and that is our free cereal bar.
Oh, that's great. And Billy Van, just one of those great underrated Canadian actors who played so many roles in that show, it was unbelievable.
And you know, I feel really dumb because I had no idea he was playing all the roles.
Yeah.
And then I saw this documentary. I mean, and wait till you see it, Jamie, because you're going to be stunned. And he really was a comic genius and very underrated.
Yeah. And we've got so many great shows happening for this weekend. What else would you like to spotlight? There's so much going on.
Well, our opening night on Thursday, November 6th, that is Beethoven's 9, Ode to Humanity. That's by Larry Weinstein, who is a very revered and beloved Canadian filmmaker. He's made, I think, over 40 films. Anyway, he is makes this film, and all I can say is it tells 9 different stories. That's why it's called Beethoven's 9. And it really tells stories of people's connection and strange connection to the 9th Symphony. It's also set a group of musicians in the Ukraine, disparate musicians, come together and form the Ukrainian Freedom Orchestra. And so that's kind of a theme throughout, and then practicing and then playing a triumphant performance with a full choir. But then there's also all kinds of quirky stories about people and how they relate to Beethoven.
Yeah. So that is going to be kicking off the festival, that one.
That is, and Larry is going to be there. And as he was making the film, a deeply personal connection came out, and that is unexpectedly included in the film. He was surprised, but I don't want to give it away. He will be there. We're working on a surprise musical component as well.
Oh, very good.
And we'll also do a little swish, a little reception before the film with some sparkling wine and
very good.
make it a very nice evening. So if you're a music enthusiast or a history enthusiast or just a believer in democracy and the power of music to unite people, come to this film. It's fantastic.
And that's the beauty of the Stratford Film Festival, because it's not only screenings of films that, you know, you just don't get a chance to see, but it's these Q&As. It's having the directors or those involved in the film to complete the whole experience.
Well, thank you for bringing that up, because there we couldn't get all the filmmakers here, but we do have some other filmmakers coming. Well,
you've got a lot of films,
yes,
to be fair.
Yes, yes. And some people live far away. I interviewed a filmmaker in Ireland yesterday, and that was wonderful. And his name is Darren Thornton, and the film that he made is called Four Mothers. And what's so interesting to me is that a lot of them have this autobiographical component, which, of course, we all love. It's sort of fascinating, right? Mm-hmm. That they didn't expect to be in the film, but then they imbue their own personal experiences. So he's great. And so we'll be showing a Zoom Q&A after his film.
Oh, there you go.
We'll be showing a Zoom Q&A after Rebel with a Clause. That's at 1 p.m. on Saturday. I love this film. It sounded like it would be dull, but oh my God, it's so charming and funny. And it's this just dynamic woman, Ellen Jovan, and the film was made by her husband, and they travel around all of the United States, and she sets up a grammar table in various places and to see if people have grammar questions. Now, I know you're probably rolling your eyes and going, what? But it's so much more than that. And it's really a fascinating exploration of how these states are all different, how people relate to, things that are seen as school. But she just makes it all fun. Mm-hmm. She's like the teacher that you wish you had. And I learned things. I'm a writer. And I was like, I didn't know that.
Okay.
But it's charming and different.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm actually doing a Q&A with her, a Zoom Q&A with her. And then we have in-person directors, Stealing the Sky. We have Megan Follows.
How exciting is this?
Right, which many of you may remember from not only her appearances at the Stratford Festival. She played Juliet opposite Anthony
Cimolino. You got it. Absolutely.
In Romeo and Juliet. And also, of course, Anne of Green Gables and many, many other television and film performances. This is her feature debut.
Okay.
And she appears in the film as
well. Yeah, I was going to say, she is in the film as well. Yeah, yeah.
Well, and I got to tell you, when she appears in the film, you know, because it's a dramedy, so there are all these stories woven together. It's set in Toronto against the landscape of all this construction of condos and cranes and everything changing. And it's hard for artists or people, you know, immigrants, different types of people to make their way in that changing landscape. So that's what the film really covers. And Megan appears as the sister to one of the main stories, and she plays an actress, so she has a really fun time playing this actor character.
Yeah, in the quick clip in the trailer, you might not recognize her. If you catch it again, it's like, oh my gosh, that's
Megan Hollis. Yeah, no, she's very funny. She plays kind of a not very nice sister, but you still love her anyway. So she'll be there also with Marie Ellen Dam, who is the co-writer and also stars in the film and one of the producers. So they will both be here. So you get two for the price of one.
Fantastic. It'll be wonderful to have Megan back in town. And what else would you like to spotlight? We're just really scratching the surface here.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a fantastic film that I really want people to see called This Too Shall Pass. I interviewed the director for this, Rob Grant. He's out in Vancouver. He has a background making horror films. And this is not a horror film. This is a coming-of-age film, kind of in the Stand By Me, John Hughes kind of tradition. And it's set in the late 80s. It's got, you're going to love it, Jamie, because it has an amazing soundtrack of all these 80s hits. I have no idea how they got access to them. There's a record store that people go in and buy records in. There's no phones. It really harkens back to a simpler time, but also it's a cross-border story. So the protagonist is in the U.S. He's a senior in high school, and he is a very strict Mormon family, and he decides to just break away. And so he gathers his friends and they take off to Canada for a weekend. They go to Ottawa to visit this girl who's staying with her grandmother, and everything goes awry, everything that can go wrong. Yeah. And what I love about what Rob did is he subverted the, you know, Canadians are so nice, and some of the Canadians aren't so nice, okay. Which I remember going, oh,
I'm shocked, you know, I'm shocked.
Oh, I can't believe people would do that. But it was pretty funny. And he started out as an editor, so he has this background as a horror editor, and this was a really challenging film for him to make. He was scared to make it because a mainstream coming-of-age story. And he actually said his father, who was sick at the time, encouraged him and said, you know, you don't want to live with regret. You don't want to go, I had this opportunity and I didn't take it. Mm. And he said he's so glad he took the opportunity. And I'm so glad, because it's a really great film. And it's a great film to take if you have, you know, teenage children or adult children. It's great for people who are older because of the nostalgia factor. Yeah. And it's great because it's universal things that all adolescents and young adults go through.
Oh, very good. And the name of that film again is?
It's called This Too Shall Pass, and that's at 7 p.m. on Sunday night.
And the beauty, all the films we're talking about, if you go to the Stratford Film Festival website, stratfordfilmfestival.com, there's trailers for all the films and more. That's the great thing.
Trailers and descriptions and the schedule. And I just want to give a shout out to Studio Q Designs, the wonderful group who redesigned and elevated our website to look really filmic and cool. And that makes us feel cool. So we're happy about that.
There you
Can
go.
I tell you about our closing night film?
Please
do. We have time?
Please do.
Our closing night film is Just Sing. I wanted to end the festival on a high note, pun intended. And this is about the SoCal Vocals, who are an a cappella group, the elite a cappella groups that we all know about at USC. And it's a behind-the-scenes look as they race through this emotionally charged season in pursuit of their sixth title at the International Championship of Collegiate A Cappella. So you see them rehearsing and getting ready and all their angst and joys and victories, but then you also see the performance during the competition. And I got to say, I cannot sing, first of all, but I love music and I love singers. And it's just it's amazing to hear the voices.
Yeah, and the trailer, the energy that just comes off this film is unbelievable.
But it's not just all singing; it's also behind the scenes stuff about what people are going through in their lives and what this means to them.
Yeah.
This can either launch their musical career or what's next. You know, so it's a fun film, and I really hope people come out for that. That's at 7 p.m. on Sunday, November 9th.
Okay, and then there's short films, documentaries right through the week. Weekend. And so tickets are now available. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Not only do we sell single tickets, we sell a one-day pass, a two-day pass, a three-day pass, and a four-day I Want It All pass.
Right.
If people are interested, they can buy a pass for this film festival and the coming year, for all our films coming up. All the information's online. If you have any questions, you can just use the contact page. It comes right to me. And I promise to answer your question.
All right. Well, great success with this. The Stratford Film Festival, the big four-day festival, is coming up November 6th to the 9th, and all screenings at City Hall Auditorium.
All screenings are there, and that's where all the fun is, and all the cool people will be there, Jamie, as I mentioned. So people should take note. And, of course, after or before you see the film, you can go for a cup of coffee and an amazing homemade pastry at Revel. You can go over to Starlight, have a drink or an appetizer. There's restaurants and bars all the way around, and we really hope people will make this a fun weekend where they just descend on the downtown of Stratford and have a great time.
Hey, it's going to be awesome, and we'll be checking in again, because we're going to be hopefully chatting with some of the directors, some of the people behind the scenes for some of these films. So lots more information to come. Megan Smith-Harris with Stratford Film Festival. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you, Jamie.